Testing 1, 2, 3.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, just hanging out. We had three kids and a mom here visiting, and they'd never seen a sailboat before.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
They're asking about the big metal thing in the front, and I said, that's called an anchor.
I love it. I love it. That's so funny. Oh, man, that's great. Yeah, so you're in, where's your boat? I keep forgetting. It's not at Huntington Beach, is it?
San Pedro.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So we're in LA County, which is bizarre.
How come you don't have your mask on? You're in LA.
I know there's, well, if you have a beard like this, it's illegal to put a mask on because it's right. So fucking pretty. Okay. But right. Man, you know, so it's just masking for ugly people only. So I'm just going, oh my God, your kids must be hideous.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah. Luckily about a third of the people are not going along with it. So it's better than the first round.
Oh man, I know. That's good. Well, I'm glad to be back, and thanks for being flexible, Doc, for doing it on the fourth Wednesday instead of the third Wednesday. So I appreciate that, man.
Oh, it worked out really, really well.
Oh, good. Okay, my parents are here. We have a house that is just completely in disarray from not unpacking. So I'm gonna go help everyone and leave it to you. Is that cool?
Okay, cool. And all I do is just, I see a hand up, I answer the question.
Yes, let me make you the co-host. Let's do that.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so good. Fabio has it.
I like that power.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Okay, right, so I'm now the co-host. I can delete anyone I want.
You're like Dr. Evil.
Yeah, did you see the Bezos rocket?
Oh, yeah.
That was totally Dr. Evil.
Oh, my God.
It looks totally like a giant.
So funny.
But how did he come back like in 20 minutes? He was like, yeah, I'm back. I just went to the moon and I came back. It's all baloney. It's all bullshit.
Oh my God. That's so good. All right, Doc. Love you, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, buddy. Have fun. Give hugs to your parents and Kate.
I will. Definitely. Love you guys. I'll see you in a bit.
Okay. Claudia, you got your hand up, my dear.
Dr. B. Yeah. So, you know, you listen to people, take this, don't take that, take this, don't take that. So, in your opinion, just the regular Joe getting ready to go into the fall season of flu or COVID, what would you take in supplements just to get your immune system pumped up?
The best thing is do what the Amish are doing. They have not had any COVID cases at all.
Really?
Yeah, because it's from the TV set.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So limit the information going in and you'll Absolutely. Be actually very healthy. The same stuff that you did every other year. Okay. You take healthy whole food, organic diet, just like your grandma would take. Yep. If you're going to take vitamin D, make sure you take it with K2 and magnesium, or get a sun lamp, some type of healthy exposure, because it's vitamin D deficiency season. And if we're not converting that, then, you know, it has a weakened immune system. Vitamin C is always really good, but a healthy food, healthy diet, rest, okay, exercise, and take a plant-based mineral supplement.
Perfect. And I'm good to go.
And play, but it's the TV thing that's the biggest instigator of this pandemic.
The idiot box. Yep.
Yeah. You know, just put on Charlton Heston movies. Okay, or John Wayne movies. You know, do that and you'll see good guys win, bad guys lose. Men are men, girls are girls. It's freaking amazing. I love that world.
That's great. Well, thank you.
Okay. Ilya Kos. Brother, you got your hand raised.
There we go. Can you see me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Doc, pleasure speaking with you.
Oh, buddy, it's my pleasure. What's going on, man?
No, I'm doing well. I actually was going to just tag on to what you were saying. Obviously, for the September, that's where I'm hearing the next flu season is going to be the spike. What are you hearing about, like, two questions? This is a two-part question. One is about the dandelion. Did you hear any good things about the dandelion tea and making the abstract?
Oh, buddy, there's tons of stuff on dandelion tea. Yeah. There's so many natural herb products, and they're mainly just because they're good antioxidants. There's nothing magic properties about them. Like goji berries are good. Dandelion tea is good. It's fantastic.
Okay. Against the spike,
I'm doing chlorine dioxide water. Yeah, I'm doing chlorine dioxide in order to detox the system. So, and get more oxygen.
That's good. That's perfect.
Yeah, just know that. But just know the next couple of months, it's going to get a little bit on the crazy side. So, get extra food, extra water, solar-powered charger, generator, maybe a satellite phone. Only if you like people, okay?
I heard about that.
Yeah, because there's going to be a couple of cyber things going on.
Yeah, I heard about the blackout. I heard about, lack of food. You can use your card and this and that. And I found out, Cuba, they took everybody's money. Like, everyone that woke up and they said, hey, everyone's got zero in their bank. So now they're protesting and going crazy about it.
It's not the only one. It's also in Belgium. They have a negative interest. If you have so much money in the bank, they take some of it to keep it for you.
That's insane. Man.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We've got about, 5-6 years of insanity, and then the people will wake up and go back to natural law, where, how things should be. Okay, that you got rights that can't be taken away from you. It's going to be a heck of that's the Renaissance, brother.
Awesome. Another thing is my wife with constipation. What do you recommend to help? I mean, like anything she eats, and I guess maybe it's like bread products, right? Like bread, rice, anything like that. Kind of, you might have a gluten problem. I don't know.
Well, the toxic gluten for sure. Okay, standard gluten, no one's allergic to it. But we have so many things in our world now that blow holes in the intestinal tract. And we have so many stressors. And figure, if you've got a constipation, it's either dehydration or stress. And there's only physical, chemical, and emotional stress that's going to give you slow gastric motility. If she has weight distribution in the belly, seat, and thighs, that means cortisol is being secreted. If she has poor sleep patterns where she's getting up at night to pee, that's going to contribute to it. So it's not just solely diet. If you're eating organic, plant-based diet, then you're going to be hunky-dory. But if you have poor sleep patterns and you're not resting or there's some type of chronic stress, then that's going to slow down the gastric motility. So look at constipation has the alarm bell that there's a stressor. And it could be toxicity from something like if you're eating standard bread products, that's soaked in glyphosate, so it'll blow a hole in the intestinal tract, that'll cause an inflammatory response, that'll trigger cortisol secreted by the adrenal glands, and that'll slow down gastric motility. So there's normally when you take in a poison, the body wants to get rid of it, so that's going to be diarrhea. Okay, but slow gastric motility, there's a stressor.
Gotcha.
Yeah, find the stressor and fix it.
I think it's multiple, like you said. Like she doesn't sleep because we have a 6-month-old baby and we're moving. So everything's kind of like, a lot of things going on in life. So,
yeah. But, oh, my God. Isn't that kid cute?
She's adorable. She's amazing.
Oh, my God. Night. It's a girl child. You're screwed, brother. Yeah. There's no way. Thank God I was given 2 boys. Yeah. She has got your heart and yeah, you're done.
Yeah. Thanks,
yeah, and when you're playing with her, okay,
yeah,
flip her upside down, backwards, all of that roughhouse playing is so good for her brain, and really? it's also fantastic. When you're holding her, when her tummy's down, you don't need to support the head. When you're going back, support the neck a bit, because at 6 months it's not there. But turning her upside down, backwards, all that stuff stimulates semicircular canals in the brain, and it'll have a calming effect. So if you tilt her up and down like this 3-4 times before bed, it's like when you put her in the car seat, you get light, sound, vibration, and then they just fall asleep. Okay, yeah, same kind of deal. That way you'll be able to take a nap and your wife, you both will be able to sleep through the night.
There we go. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate it.
Okay, brother. Remember, kids pick the parents, so your kid's smart.
She picked me already, so it's
she,
true.
She did.
Latched on. That's it.
Okay, man.
Thank you.
I'll see you. Terry Ward.
Hi. Long time no see.
Long time no see, my dear.
I know.
What's going on?
Have a question on the hiatal hernia. It's now starting to pop out. So I feel it, actually physically feel it, push it back, but it up, right? I'm doing the pull downs. Doing that,
Cool.
Doing the hot water in the morning, you know, for that. And I was starting to have like a feeling in the back of my throat, like food there constantly. It's gotten a little bit better. I started taking stuff like that, but it's still, I'm just concerned because I read about the training. So I was just wondering, what else can I do? Or
okay,
I
don't how are you doing with the posture pump?
I'm using it every single day.
Okay, make sure it's way low. Okay, on the neck, because most people put it up too high. So when you're on it, you can put like at least a finger or two fingers from the back of your skull to the pad. That's going to make a big difference. Also, a thing, the using the diaphragm during the day is a good idea. So remember we talked about diaphragmatic breathing, where you breathe in through the nose?
I've been doing that, raising my hands up, like stretching it out and doing, you know, like the pull downs. But yes, I've been doing the...
Yeah, the diaphragmatic breathing's huge. Also, pre-digesting the foods, getting fermented foods, that's going to help to build up the gut bacteria. Because I know you've been, you haven't had a variety of foods.
I'm making homemade sauerkraut now. I'm doing the homemade sauerkraut.
Dear, that's good. That's one bacteria. Okay, yeah. But look at like kombucha, look at kefir.
Doing kombucha too.
Okay, good dark beer in the afternoon. Hey, it's fermented. Okay, but look at digestive enzymes as well. And you might want to try just for a month, betaine hydrochloric acid, just for a month.
I've got it here. I was doing that. I switched back over to apple cider vinegar. Didn't feel better on that than the...
That's okay. It's just the betaine will increase the acid, and that'll increase the tone of the lower esophageal sphincter to keep the stomach contents in the stomach.
Okay, I'll go back on.
Okay, my dear.
Alrighty. I think that's it.
Okay, hon, I miss you. Have
Bye.
Fun.
Thanks. Bye.
Alina.
Hi, Dr. Bergman.
Hello, good my dear.
Very nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. What's going on, my dear?
With COVID here, it's also like since 2 weeks, we are not able to go anymore in from Friday, 7 p.m. when the restaurants open here for dinner until Monday. We're not able to go to restaurants unless you have a vaccine or a negative test.
What country?
Portugal.
Portugal. Okay. Bummer. Yep, it's insane. Okay, yes. What are there fines for breaking the rules?
Sorry, fines. I guess, but I haven't seen any police, you know, coming to me because I'm not wearing a mask on the street. I have to wear it when I go in a shop if I want to get food. If I otherwise, you know, deliver it at home. But there should be some fines.
Okay, yeah. Resist. Okay, Portugal has a constitution, and it does guarantee certain freedoms. And the government is doing something illegal. So the only thing we can do is resist, look at like-minded groups, and get together in gatherings. So,
all over the world, like millions or thousands of people are going out on the streets and nothing helps, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
All over the world, yeah, so...
This ends when we end it. So you keep the mask in your pocket until someone says, "Do you have a mask?" And then you put it on your chin, okay? Exactly. And then you walk around just like that. Yeah. Just little bits of resistance.
Yeah, because the virus is like 200 times smaller than the holes. So I mean,
the mask is foolishness anyway. I mean, they know there's enough data to show that masks, social distancing, and lockdowns, they perpetuate a problem. They don't help in any way whatsoever. This is solely for control. It has nothing to do with reality. So this is when you get together with like-minded people. It's like we're doing the American sovereignty movement. As soon as they close stuff, because there's going to be a cyber attack or some more stuff coming up, because people are going to get bored of the virus. Okay. And there's demonstrations everywhere around the world saying, okay, look, I'm done with being scared because, you know, there were no increase in deaths in 2020. So they're going to come up with something else. There has to be a perpetual thing. So we get our freedoms back, and you got rights given to you by God. Okay. Rights of bodily autonomy, everything else. Just keep focusing on those and find like-minded people and don't go along with it.
Yeah.
And if you see someone, if you're bold enough, just give them shit.
Soon it will be suicide or have the vaccination because you can't eat or anything, you know, like what else is there to do?
The vaccination doesn't prevent infectivity or transmission, and it is ineffective about 99% of the time. It depends. It's like 0.8% is the Pfizer, 1.2% is the Moderna, kind of. You know, it's insane. So for every, and now we can even see countries that have vaccinated the entire population. They're screwed. That's the majority of the people in the hospitals. The vaccine is not an option. Forging a vaccine card is totally cool.
Yeah, for me, it doesn't make sense. It's like, I'm like, oh my God, how can they even do that? Like, it's still in trial and you are forcing me to take it. Like, how do you know what will happen? Because it's like until 2023, right? At least that it's in trial, at least Pfizer, right?
Yeah. And then again, it's a flu. It's going to be with us forever. So if you get a vaccine or a vaccine passport, that's not the first one. It's not, oh, okay, good. You are now protected. Okay. No, it's going to be every year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
So my question is about regressing gums. Is that normal as we age? Does it get solved by baking soda with vinegar to remove the plaque, as you said? Or is that okay also on teeth with cracks?
If you can get a full body thermography, and that will show, because like if there's been an extraction, and normally gums don't recede as we age. Okay. But what happens is if there's long-term chronic toxicities, then the tissue production in the mouth gets decreased. So if you have like an old extraction that they left the ligament in place, that's going to create a cavitation, and that'll be a low grade infection that you don't feel, but your body is going to be doing it. Oil pulling is a great thing to detox some of the systems, but also it's a protein production. So look at sleep pattern changes. The baking soda and apple cider vinegar is amazing for decrease in plaque. But you also can use oral grade hydrogen peroxide and do that for like once a week where you mix it about a 1/3 oral grade hydrogen peroxide and 2/3 water and just like water pick it out, work the gums, everything else. And that is fantastic. I wouldn't do hydrogen peroxide on like a daily basis because that can pit the enamel. Mm-hmm. But just generally, and then oil pulling, those are good oral hygiene. The baking soda and apple cider vinegar is excellent, but really look at a tissue production problem. So look at the sleep pattern changes, the juicing, the blending, the supplements that you're taking. And and that it's just so good to get the salivary glands and everything working correctly. But a full body thermography could identify some underlying toxicities.
Yeah, I scheduled it for August because it takes time to do things now here, like, you know, months to book stuff. So, yeah, I'll do it. Also about a tongue, which is swollen and has some cracks in it. I think the cracks are there since a long time ago, but it's also a bit white and swollen because you can see teeth marks.
Okay, perfect. So that is a tissue production problem. How many bowel movements a day are you getting?
One.
Yep, there you go. Awesome. Two to three is normal.
That's what I consider normal.
Well, 2 to 3 is normal. Only because we have to take in nutrients, utilize those nutrients, and eliminate waste products. Any interruption of that means that you're in a stress state, and the rest, digest, and repair isn't working right. So look at changing the sleep patterns. Look at our sleep restriction videos so you can reset your circadian rhythms. With the psychosis world that we got, I like neurolinguistic programming because when you see somebody wearing a mask or complying and doing something that's completely abhorrent to your value system and your knowledge, that can put you in that fight or flight state. So, I mean, when I see idiots wearing a mask, you know, God bless them. May they find security and enlightenment because they're stupid. So that way you just, you know, you reaffirm that, but that neurolinguistic programming. So anytime your emotional status starts to fall where you can get that like angst, do the neurolinguistic programming, emotional, physical, and chemical stressors. Mm-hmm. And this is not the problem. This is the alarm telling just you that there's a problem.
I was thinking maybe there's something with my liver or something.
if I stand on your foot, okay, yeah. You're instantly, your thyroid's going to go down low. Your adrenals are going to go high. Cortisol's going to be secreted. Your blood's going to start to thicken. And adrenaline, epinephrine, norepinephrine are all going to be secreted. Now, the liver's got to process that blood. And then it's going to store and it's going to create bile out of that blood. And it's going to store and concentrate it. Now, the stress hormones start to form gallstones and gallbladder sludge. So when we talk about the liver being the emotion organ, and that's what it is in like Chinese medicine, no shit. When you're in a stress state, that baby's got to process all those stress hormones. And then you get gallbladder sludge and everything else. So don't blame the liver. The liver and the mouth are responding correctly based on the stimuli. What we got to do is change that stimuli. Okay. So look at the physical, chemical, emotional stressors and plan for something. Okay. It's like when they closed the beaches in Huntington Beach last year, I went on there, everything else with all the friends and everything else. I just met a guy a couple of days ago who brought 500 people and a bullhorn saying, you can't arrest us. It's the free beach. Okay. That's next step. I mean, I'm going to get a bullhorn. I really am. I'm really excited about it.
I don't think there is enough space in prisons for all of us, right?
Oh, yeah. Heck, I'll still be able to adjust in prison. I think I can adjust with handcuffs, actually. Yeah. We'll learn techniques. No, and again, the pendulum is swinging so far to the extreme insanity. To have balance in a world, it's going to swing the other way, where we're going to be governed by natural law. We're going to have our rights that are respected, that can never be taken away. You know, it's going to be a renaissance.
That would be great. I have a question just for my partner, please. Yes. He has something that it's not urgent or, you know, it doesn't cause anything major and urgent, but I noticed to him that I haven't seen anywhere else is that when he's very stressed, he loses a feeling in hands and feet. And for example, once he was to just give some blood for some blood tests, and the lady could not find the vein here. And then she went here and she kept on, you know, doing this. And he's a guy that even if you talk with him about blood, he needs to sit down. Or especially if you tell him exactly how a baby is born, he definitely needs to sit down. So I don't know if that contributes, but the thing is, I don't think it's normal, like, you know, to start, you know, clenching your hands without control, like your nervous system is.
Yep.
I don't know. Not in your control
anymore. That's a common stress response. But in this, there's two things an animal can do when they're under stress. They can run away or they can pass out. Okay. If you're being chased by a bear, passing out is a good idea. They don't look at you as a threat and they run away. If you pass out in front of a lion, they think, cool, don't got to run hard. I'm going to eat this one. So it works well in some and not in others. But anxiety, which is what you're describing, is a part of the frontal lobe. And this is impulse control, anxiety, and stress. And if they can't find the veins, it means there may be a tissue production problem. So sleep pattern changes. There's a couple of things.
Yeah.
Now, the frontal lobe is controlled. The frontal lobe's controlled by the cerebellum. So we know there's probably some type of structural abnormality communicating to that. So the physical, chemical, and emotional stressors. Yeah, he's with you. Yeah, yeah. Since he's with you, he can't have that many emotional stressors. So we got to look at the physical and chemical.
I'm stressed, so he must be stressed. So, because he also has psoriasis, alopecia since he was a kid, less now since we did some detox. And he used to have massive bleedings, but only until university. And he also wakes up in the night to pee, which I don't find normal, but he thinks it's normal.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, you're describing everything.
So he has some water only in his right ear, as if the eustachian tube is closed only on this side. But that's for like 2 years. He took some medicine from the doctor that didn't help either. And I tried many things.
Now, we got to get a set of x-rays of his body, stress x-rays of the neck and the low back. He is in a stress state. Psoriasis comes from low stomach acid. Low stomach acid comes from physical, chemical, or emotional stress. So he is responding correctly based on the stress level that he's experiencing. Okay, so the psoriasis is the alarm telling there's a problem. Passing out or queasy over what most would consider a minor stress, okay, is also, that's a hypersensitization of your response to the environment. Okay, because you can hypersensitize like an allergy, you can hypersensitize with an emotional response.
He also blows his nose all the time, so yeah, I guess everything is there. So he has to fix his spine, basically. We went to some chiropractors, I think, but they didn't do what you say, like to take x-rays and so on. So
yeah, well, we got some questions, and you know, yeah, and I know a couple of good guys in England, but of course England's a prison camp, so you can't really get there.
I want to be able to,
you know, you can fly
out,
over, but yeah. Have him look at the three stressors. If he can get to a chiropractor that's going to take x-rays. Oh, also, try Barcelona Chiropractic College because they've got some really good philosophy.
Oh, yeah. I tried to contact them to ask them if they know somebody in Portugal, but they sent me to some international organization. I haven't found anybody there, but I found someone in Lisbon, and he did some work in USA, and he seems to do what you're saying, like to do, you know, x-rays and...
Oh, fantastic.
So I'll give him a try.
Yeah, and when you get the x-rays, send them to me, and I'll give you some help on exercises that you can do to do the corrections along with what the chiropractor's telling them.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, dear. Tom Gallagher.
Hey, Doc, good morning. Nice to meet you.
Good morning, brother.
First of all, my name's Joe, so I...
Oh, that's okay.
But I'm Joe.
Okay. Hey, Joe.
I wanted to see if anybody... Tendinitis of the hands.
Yep.
Sometimes my hands are like on fire. Mm-hmm. And then I have pain in certain fingers, the wrist area. Going on almost 3 months. I'm a very active guy. Work with my hands all the time, except for the last 3 months.
Cool. It's probably massive medication deficiency. Okay, think of this. Okay, tendinitis. All tendons, muscles connect to the bones via tendons. And around those tendons, there's sacs called bursa sacs. And the bursa sacs are full of bursa fluid. Now, burning isn't a tendinitis. Electrical burning, sharp, and shooting are all nerve pain. So you've got, and what you're describing, tendinitis is from lack of blood flow to the joint. Burning is from compromised nerve supply to the joint. And if you have numbness, burning, tingling, any symptoms in these, that's the lower cervical. This is a C7 or the kind of towards the bottom. And this is C6 kind of towards the middle of the base of the cervical spine. So what you're describing exactly is a pinched nerve and forward head carriage, compromised nerve supply to the hands. So it's the hand is the alarm, not the problem. So you got to get some x-rays of the neck, x-rays of the upper thoracic area to find the actual problem. And then also, since you're using your muscles, your forearm, you've got muscles on this side called flexors, muscles on this side called extensors. Most of the time, the muscles on the back half of the hand aren't getting used a lot, particularly if you're a mechanic or working with your hands. So we have a rubber band exercise that you just use a number 32 rubber band, and you go...
I have been doing that.
Okay, bitching. That's going to help. A little electric tape around there will help. But, buddy, it's come from the neck.
my chiropractor did the neck test, and he takes his tendonitis.
He needs to call me, and I'm going to bitch slap him.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's just ridiculous. Okay. Tendonitis comes from lack of blood flow to the joint. Okay. So where's the lack of blood flow coming from? You got an outlet to the thoracic here. Did he take x-rays of the neck?
No.
Then you got to find a different chiropractor. Okay. What's happening in the schools, 86% of the chiropractic colleges are no longer teaching chiropractic. Okay, they're medicalizing the system. They're turning these guys into glorified physical therapist. You've got a problem in the neck. You need to have an x-ray, assess the problem, do a stress x-ray to see if it can be corrected, and then find some guy that's going to do a series of adjustments. Then he's going to take another x-ray to show that he's fixed the problem. Okay, because wow. You can get rid of the tendonitis in seconds just by putting some moist heat on the hands. You'll rush blood to the area, but that's not what you got. You get a problem with compromised nerve supply and blood supply to the area, and both of those are coming from the neck.
Yeah, I've been doing the DMSO and cayenne pepper and coconut oil on my wrist and take some of the pain away.
Yeah, but that's still, it's coming from the neck. It's like if I shut off the blood supply and nerve supply to my hand and I put coconut oil, cayenne pepper, DMSO, everything on there, it might feel better, but nothing's going to fix it until I restore the normal physiology.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. Find a different chiropractor. Look at the 7 questions we got. Find what part of the world do you live in?
North Central Arkansas.
Yeah. I don't know anybody up there. Okay.
We're the least vaccinated state in the country.
Thank God. God bless you. There's Sherman College. Sherman College in South Carolina is still producing really good quality chiropractors. So give them a call. See if they have a graduate in your area.
Oh, okay.
Okay, man.
Yes, sir. Thanks for your help. Did you see my shirt? I don't know if you can read it or not. Read the label on the box.
Oh, God. You're just mean. That's nasty.
Hey, that's a way of getting the message across without saying anything.
The amen. Okay, but also do the neck curve exercises that we have in there, and that'll help a lot.
Okay,
look at our cervical health video. That'll help, and the rubber bands will help. But we got to find somebody to fix the problem.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay,
Appreciate it.
Yep,
thank you.
Okay, Joe, a.k.a. Tom.
Tom.
See you, Joe. Okay, Marie, are you there, my dear?
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry.
Hi. Hello.
I'm from Wales again.
Hello, my dear.
Sorry. Heat wave. So if I look a bit.
Are the Welsh people getting more normal or more crazy?
More crazy.
Ah, damn. Henry V was Welsh. That bastard was amazing. He would never put a mask on.
Oh, don't even. Actually, that's one of my problems is that because I have lung issues, I am technically supposed to be exempt from wearing a mask. And I couldn't even go to chest clinic the other week because they wanted me to wear a mask. And I pointed out that I'm exempt. And they said, yes, but there's very vulnerable people here. I said, I know, I'm one of them. And they just didn't seem to get the fact that lack of oxygen is a big problem for me.
Mm-hmm. But, for everyone.
It's a thing, you know, oxygen, you know, it's quite good for you, but, you know, and my consultant rang then, and she's very worried that I'm refusing to have the vaccine, very worried about me.
Yeah, but, well, what's kind of cool is anytime someone comes up with, have you been vaccinated, you know, and they have that religious fervor with it. You tell them, you say, yeah, I'm part of the control group.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay. There is a thing to get away from the socialist governments that we're in. It's called fake mask. And there's a fake mask USA where it's a thin, thin, thin film. It barely interrupts. And it's a bummer for me because my beard pokes through. Okay. But, you know, you don't have a beard, so it'll be easy for you. And it looks, unless you look close, because it's just a really thin screen that doesn't really interrupt the breathing. That's what I use on the plane so I can breathe and fly.
Thanks. All right. Okay. Well, yes. Actually, the real question that that's kind of by the by, I have an issue with my eyes that is, it's a direct effect of, I think it's from steroids and asthma medication. The pressures in my eyes have been very high, and I was diagnosed with glaucoma about 18 months ago. And they did laser surgery straight away on the spot because my pressures were 44.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put me on drops. Now, the first set of drops they put me on were TruSoft. I don't know what they're called in America. But I went completely, just putting them in, it was like acid in my eye. And I just went completely blind in my right eye, but completely white. So I didn't use them again. And luckily, within about a day or so, my vision came back. But then they put me on Monopost. And the vision in my right eye, so when I use the drops, the vision is just like a grey blur. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's worse than others, and my eyes very, very irritated. Both my eyes get irritated, but my right eye is worse than my left. And now, I don't know if you can see with the camera, my eyelid is dropping, and it feels like I've got like a buildup of fluid or something in my eye, and it's dropping. And it's affecting my vision.
Yep. Okay, hon, what we got to do is fix it. Okay, the cause of glaucoma is blood that's not healthy. Okay, and the stationary movement of your eyes. If your eyes are not moving, okay, that's not how we're designed. We're supposed to move our eyeballs all the time. And the eye has a number of different muscles around it. Right. So one of the exercises to equalize the pressure, because it's not the problem with fluid going in, it's the fluid going out. And if you've had a tissue production problem where you can't build healthy vitreous humor or the fluid inside of the eye, which is always being replaced. So you keep your head straight, but you look up as high as you can with your eyeballs to 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock and then down to 6 o'clock. And then you go to 1 o'clock and 7 and 2 and 8. So you go and force it down. That's going to force the structure in the eye to increase and decrease pressure, which will help do the fluid transfer. But the steroids and stuff you've been taking for the asthma are going to contribute to the glaucoma. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, and on the outside edge of the eye, just right where you're showing, is the lacrimal gland. And that is amazing. It secretes tears, but it's also antibiotic and antimicrobials. So when you're putting stuff in the eye, that can damage and irritate that. So a damp cloth, moist heat over that outside edge of the eye will increase lacrimal production. But we've got to look at your sleep patterns and your gut health. Okay, because it's really, if you have healthy blood, you're going to be able to have healthy vitreous humor production. So,
I take probiotics and colostrum. I've got low stomach acid and very slow motility of digestion.
Dear, yeah, duh. Thank you, Captain Obvious. I mean, I'm starting off with the sleep patterns because we've got to regenerate you, but we got, I mean, you know, when you're in a stress state, dear, there's going to be, you know, one poop a day if you're lucky, poor sleep patterns. There's going to be the whole gamut of stressors. So the three things we got to fix: physical, chemical, and emotional. The eye exercise will be great, but we've got to heal the blood, because under stress, the blood starts to clump together. If we have good tissue production, where you get good protein breakdown, and that means that you're able to get the proteins broken and you get the amino acids so you can build healthy tissue. In a state of chronic stress, and this is what steroids will do to you, you're not going to have that. And also, this is going to help the lung issue, because the lungs, if you have healthy blood, they're going to secrete surfactant. And this is like a clear fluid that allows the lungs to open and close. In a stressed state, your body produces mucus. So then the lungs don't work. Yeah. So we know that. So all of this stuff going on is just the alarm telling you that there's physical, chemical, and emotional stress. So we have got to get you checked by a corrective chiropractor, one. Okay, then they're going to do x-rays of the neck, upper back. I know Terry Kimes in London, and there's Joe James Tilley, I think he's south of London. They might know somebody close to you.
Yeah, I have been looking. When I spoke to you last time, I've looked, and there are, what was, whatever the school of chiropractor, there's a few chiropractors in my area now. And they went to Glamorgan School, university, to learn chiropractic. But because we're still locked down, because I'm living in the fascist state of South Wales, I haven't actually started to contact them yet, because I can't get there. So the minute I think that I can get there, then I'll start ringing around and seeing.
Then we're in the jungles. Let's start doing the help right now. Look at our pelvic health video. Okay. Have one of them order a trochanter support for you, to stabilize the pelvis. When you're sitting, you're going to use about a liter size bottle of water placed at the bottom of your elbows. Okay. That's going to help. Do the neck curve exercise where you're going like that. Do diaphragmatic nasal breathing. In through the nose, out through the mouth, and fill up your tummy with air. And when you did, the way to practice it is you push your tummy in and blow all your air out. Then you breathe in and you force your hands out. So practice diaphragmatic breathing. That's going to help oxygen transfer, and that's going to help the blood.
That's interesting you say about the pelvic, because is there any link then? The last time I was in hospital about 4.5 years ago, they pumped me full of the most massive dose of steroids. I mean, I've gone in basically unconscious, and they haven't had as many steroids in me. Mm-hmm. And it put, I put on 3.5 stone in weight in 10 days.
Oh, yeah.
And by the time I came out, I had put on 4.5-5 stone in weight, and I still had a previous 1.5 stone from a previous lot that I still had to lose. Now, I've lost a significant amount of weight. I'm constantly on a diet, but I still have a couple of stone in weight to lose. But because I put on so much weight in a very short period of time, I have got a massive diastasis, which my GP said is bigger than his fist. So I just look pregnant. Even though I've lost a lot of weight, I mm-hmm. still look massively overweight mm-hmm. because yeah, of my stomach. I have a hernia. Would that all be to do with...
It's totally, completely to do with it. Absolutely. And 500 years from now, they're going to look back at these doctors as educated idiots. You don't give somebody a toxic substance that damages other aspects of your physiology and how you build yourself to solve a symptom that is from toxicity or deficiency in the first place. Nobody's suffering from a deficiency of steroids, but they do have chronic stress. Okay. And so when you're going to give a steroid, which your body already produces, instead of looking at the adrenal fatigue that's causing the lack of production of your own steroids, that's where we get stupid doctors. Yeah. Yeah. Look at the pelvic health. Start doing that. You're going to also see calf stretches and how to move your legs in order to get the knees to work correctly to change your gait.
Good.
Okay.
Right. Do you think that the damage to my vision is possible to restore any of that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But to restore it, there's three things that you got to do. Get the neck working better, clean up the blood, change the tissue production problem. So that's, you know, whole food supplementation, and look at the physical, chemical, and emotional stressors. Emotion's going to be high because you're dealing with complete idiots that are in a position of health authority over you. So the neurolinguistic programming is a good idea. But don't worry, Henry V was Welsh. and he beat the French at Agincourt, and that was insurmountable odds.
He's actually from where very, very close to where I am.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
In the area where he was born.
Well, you know what Shakespeare said with the French? They said that island breeds sturdy stock. You're going to do well, my dear.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Les.
Hi, John.
Lovely. Hello.
Hi there. I'm also from England. And my issue was, we had some really hot weather recently, and both of my feet and my ankles swelled up, but the right-hand side much more so. And I spent half my day with my legs up the wall, but nothing helped. I even resorted to making a turmeric ointment with salt. And that seemed to kind of help a little bit, but I got quite concerned, and I wondered what you might say to me about dealing with that.
Oh, it's so fantastic. Okay. You're going to notice blood toxicities in the feet first. The majority of them are on the right side. Do you want to know why?
Yes, please.
Because it's got lower blood pressure.
Okay.
The right side, because the heart's mainly located on the left, but this is why a lot of blood toxicities, gout, diabetes, a bunch of them generally show up in the feet and toes. Right. So this is a blood toxicity issue. Now, right. You also have a pump on the back of the leg. Okay. Yeah. It's, you got the gastrocnemius, but there's a muscle inside of there called the soleus. So if you have lack of dorsiflexion or lack of movement of that foot going up, that pump isn't going to work well. So next time, if you get that swelling, you put your leg up, but then you're going to gas pedal your feet. One up as high as it can go, one down as high as it'll go. That'll facilitate the pump and drain it. But that's not the problem.
Right.
Okay. The problem's going to be compromised nerve supply to the leg. So we know it's not working right. So we know there's going to be a pelvic contributing factor. Uh-huh. There's also possibly disc injuries in the low back, but yes, it's going to mean that there's some kind of blood toxicity. So there may be poor sleep patterns, or you're getting up at night to pee.
Yep.
And so I know that figure that's just the alarm that tells you that there's something wrong.
Right.
And there's only three things that could possibly go wrong. Right. There's physical stress, and that's why we know, like if you look at your foot, your big toe's starting to lean towards the other ones.
Yeah.
When toes should be going the other way.
Right.
Yeah, like I walk barefoot every day, all day long. I got shoes that are called toe shoes, and I have a normal foot, which is weird because I don't see a lot of normal. But restoring the stabilizing the pelvis. So look at our pelvic health video. That's going to start to correct the problem.
Yeah.
Where when you're sitting, you have about a liter bottle of water, about five times this diameter, placed just right on the back at the bottom of your elbow. Yeah. So 20 is the bottom of the bottle, 20 minutes in, 10 minutes out. And it's all detailed out on the pelvic health videos. Okay. And it's fantastic and simple. Find a chiropractor too, because you also got a neck thing going on.
Right.
Yeah. Your head's laterally deviated to the right, and both shoulders are internally rotated.
Right.
So there's something going on with the neck.
Okay. Any good chiropractors in the London area?
Terry Kimes. Terry Kimes. And here, I'm going to try and actually see if I can get you his number.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Because I actually got... Yeah, and Terry is probably the one of the finest guys in the world. He's like, I mean, I love him like a brother.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And he builds the cutest kid you ever saw. Yeah, he's a great dad, too. Here it is. Terry Kimes. I do have it. Okay, good. Okay, C-H-I-M-E-S.
Yeah.
His number is, 0208.
Yeah.
508-9377.
Wonderful. Thank you. And for the blood, do you think one of those Bob Beck zappers would be a good idea? Or do you not believe in that?
For bugs?
But for blood purification.
When you're looking at blood, okay, it's brand new every 120 days. Yeah. So you're continually replacing it.
Right.
So to detox of the blood, I've been experimenting around with drinking a diluted form of DMSO. And this isn't, I'm just using the brown bottle. Don't look at the label and stuff, because I just reuse stuff. And that's a gas, chlorine dioxide and hydrochloric acid mixed together. They create a gas. It's called MMS, or Miracle Mineral Solution.
Yep.
That's fantastic to oxygenate the blood. And I'm experimenting around with people that have got the jab to hopefully we can get their blood from clumping together. And this stuff works really good if you're under stress.
Brilliant. John, thank you so much. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, my dear, nice talking to you.
And you.
Marv. Let me see. Ask to unmute. I'm just getting this co-host thing down. Okay, Marv.
I'm here.
Okay, good, buddy. You're there. Okay. I can hear you, Brad.
I can't believe I've finally been talking to you. Sir, you are my one-of-a-kind national treasure to me. 95% of everything true and valuable medically I learned from you the last 2 years on YouTube University.
Buddy, God bless you. God bless you. Oh, my God. Cool. Well, what part of the world do you live in?
Athens, Georgia.
That's beautiful down there. I like that. So
the question
yes, sir.
Go ahead.
What questions you got?
Basically, one, it is a concern of an ongoing random heart arrhythmia, and your thought is what might be causing it. So a little background quickly. For 6 months or so, I've been seeing a alternative naturopath, actual MD, who's doing mercury and EDTA intravenous detox for me, along with ozone therapy intravenous. I'm 70 now. I've been to chiropractor since I was 17. Most of them are only kind of average, 2 or 3 stars out of 5. You, sir, are a 10. Anyway, I've got thoracic outlet syndrome, and recently found a brand new chiropractor who is pretty effective on it. Fired the last one a couple months ago, got a new chiropractor on that. I've got chronic issues with T1, T2, T7. I also have a hiatal hernia, digestive issues, and sleep issues. Now, my question is, can a hiatal hernia or jittery stomach help cause these irregular heartbeats? In fact, I can probably get it started by taking a sip of water right now. Mm-hmm. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. You won't get it from room temperature water, but cold or hot will.
Okay.
Yeah, we can mess around with it if you want. No. Let's find it. Okay, the problem is the heart has two nerve supplies. Okay, it's got one from the upper neck area, one from the bottom. If your chiropractor's using x-rays, okay, I would totally recommend it. If he's not utilizing x-rays, then we got to find a different chiropractor.
He is using them, yes.
Oh, bitchin'. Then you're going to have more than likely a right rotation from T1 through T4. And he can call me anytime, and I'll show him a couple of exercises. But you're looking around 70 to 85% of the time, the upper thoracic is rotated to the right. So just putting your right arm up on a couch and lifting your chin up will help de-stress out that area. But there's physical stress. Okay, that's going to be from the spine, nervous system, forward head carriage. Knowing that you got thoracic outlet, we know for a fact that there's going to be loss of curve in the neck, forward head carriage. Okay, there's going to be something causing that outlet to the thorax to be damaged, and that's loss of curve in the neck. So we've got to get a stress x-ray to make sure that we can get the curve back in the neck. And knowing that the heart is parasympathetic nerve supplies at the base of the skull, sympathetics in the top of the thoracic, just where exactly you're describing it. Now, a hiatal hernia, that has to do with the diaphragm that's not working right. And the nerves that supply the diaphragm come out of the base of the neck. So when you have a compromised nerve supply to the diaphragm gets weak and the stomach starts to pooch up where the esophagus comes out. Then that's when you get that, you know, gross, sharp reflux, yucky feeling. Yeah. So diaphragmatic breathing will help, but you got to get the curve back in the neck. And if the chiropractor has any questions on how to get a post x-ray changes to that area, they can contact me through Justin and, you know, we'll look at the x-rays and I might be able to give them some pretty decent suggestions. Okay. But also, Mark, you got to fix this. There's going to be some sleep problems. Okay. So look at our sleep restriction therapy. So that means you're not going to be getting up at night to pee. You can reset your circadian rhythms, and healing the gut is going to be primary to get you out of the stress state so that your blood can get healthy as well. Because if you're doing the EDT chelation, hopefully the guy's putting minerals back in like Myers cocktail. See if he can do EDT chelation along with ozone. I don't know if ozone's legal in your state.
He is doing them back to back.
Okay, bitching. Yeah, that's going to be a good protocol because the heavy metals weaken the immune system and allow pathogens to get in there. And then you follow that protocol, the ozone and EDT chelation, with an antioxidant like glutathione or vitamin C, along with minerals like Myers cocktail or something.
He does offer a Myers cocktail. However, at home, I am taking handfuls of supplements, including vitamin C.
Okay, make sure they're in whole food form, because in a stress state, you're not going to be breaking down the pill cover, the outside covering of it. So like any vitamin C that you can mix with water that's whole food, like Vitality C with ribose is good. Okay. Also, get a plant-based mineral supplement, whole food. So like sea plant-based. And this, make sure it's not from China or Japan. Because that's radioactive seafood. But this stuff, because without minerals, you can't utilize the vitamins. And since you're in a state of chronicity, it means that you've had low stomach acid for a while. And so you, to get mineral absorption, you're going to have a tremendous amount of the amount of minerals in order to get a minimal amount of absorption. So double or triple the dose is a good idea.
I have been taking the betaine HCL as well as digestive enzymes, anything to break down for my digestion, because the digestion has been poor for years. In fact, years ago, I was diagnosed with H. pylori.
Oh, that's nothing. It so is 90% of the population. It's the stress that decreases the stomach acid that allows the H. pylori to create a pathogenic effect. The betaine hydrochloric acid, don't use that sucker for more than a month. Okay. Cause we want your body to start to rebuild.
Okay. I've been using it for a couple of months.
Pre-digest it, food, and that'll be easier to stabilizing the pelvis. That's going to be huge. And then also look at the emotional component, like our neurolinguistic programming. That's going to be fantastic. And then you're hitting the big three, the physical, chemical, and emotional stressor. But sleeping through the night, brother, is going to be the key.
That's been a roll of the dice for me for a long time, sleeping through the night.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't have guessed.
I wish I was your baby right next door to your clinic.
When you come out to California, you're welcome. Come on out. And then if it's on the weekend, we can hang out on the boat, because this is really fun here.
you're very generous with your mind and your time to do this for all of us.
Oh, we're all related, man. Okay. See you
anyway,
later, man.
I love your infectious laugh and sense of humor, my friend, my brother.
God bless you, man. Thanks for taking charge of your health. You're rocking.
All right. God bless you, too.
Rachel, are you there, my dear?
Yes, I am here. I talked to you maybe 2 months ago doing this. I have chronic Lyme disease and some co-infections as well.
Of course you will.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when we talked, you recommended that I do the sleep deprivation, which I did. I did it starting the end of May. And I would say it worked. You know, I was waking up with more energy, more drive, and definitely sleeping through the night.
Did you find a chiropractor to get your structure looked at?
Yes, the one that someone in the chat recommended about an hour from me. So I've been going to them as well. But the reason that the issue right now is on my 42nd birthday, which was June 29th.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Anxiety, panic, and depression hit very, very strong. And I saw a holistic MD. I saw my regular MD. I saw an herbalist. It's been a month now that I have not been able to work. Okay, so I'm out on FMLA unpaid leave with a lot of intrusive thoughts, just swirly thoughts that won't leave me in any peace. Mm-hmm. When I lie down, 24/7, if I concentrate on my body, I can feel waves of adrenaline just coursing through my system.
I believe
it. They put me on a beta blocker, which makes the depression worse, so I stopped the beta blocker. But right now, the only thing that really touches it is the lorazepam. I've been taking 1 milligram in the morning, and luckily I haven't needed it at night. But I'm not sleeping. I get up 4 or 5 times a night still with this.
How about we fix the problem?
Okay, let me mention two other quick things.
Okay.
POTS as well, because it's worse when I'm standing up. It's a little more bearable if I'm laying down. And a lot of TMJ, and I'm guessing I'm just doing a lot of clenching of my jaw.
Yeah. Really? I had no idea. I would never guess that. Okay. Did your chiropractor take x-rays?
Yes. And they also had
of the whole body.
Some sort of thermographic scan of the spine as well.
Okay, cool. Okay, did they take x-rays of the low back and neck area and mid back?
Yes.
Good, that's a good start. Okay, well, with the treatments of Lyme disease and stuff, they're going to give steroids, antibiotics. That's going to destroy your gut flora. Anxiety is coming from the frontal lobe. Okay, and that's going to be, just every impulse control, schizophrenia, everything comes from that. And that's controlled by the cerebellum. So if the chiropractor is doing correct adjustments, whereas correcting the spine, you're changing the influence to that cerebellum. That's like fantastic. That's like, thank God, you found one of those rare animals. Okay, that actually fixes the problem. Okay, we've got to heal the gut, though. Okay, the sleep patterns, you figure a beta blocker is the dumbest thing in the world. Okay, they're blocking the sympathetic nerve supply to the heart, which is going to lower oxygen to the brain, which is going to put you in a stressed state. So there's, and the lorazepam, if you ever read the package, you know what the side effects are?
No, I just know that it's really addictive and I don't want to get addicted.
Yeah, it's
to it.
Addictive, stress, anxiety, suicide ideology, thoughts. Yeah, all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay,
but I just don't know what you do to get off of it, because
I am telling you. I am telling you. Okay, I know. That's why we're talking. So we got to heal the gut, okay? Have the chiropractor stabilize your pelvis, okay? if he's adjusting the pelvis, you're going to have a good pop, but by the time you get home, your pelvis is going to be sore again. Okay, when you get out of the car. So have him look for a trochanter support, because that's the most common, is pelvic instability in people that have reactions to the world like you are. And then building the gut flora using fermented foods and everything. There's also a niacin protocol. And this is developed by, ever hear of Linus Pauling, 2 Nobel Prizes, he discovered vitamin C.
Yeah, vitamin C, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, sharp guy. Okay, he also developed orthomolecular psychiatry. Okay, and they have a niacin protocol that's fantastic to get oxygen to the brain. The postural orthostatic tachycardia has to do with the structure. So if your chiropractor, how often are you seeing him?
Once or twice a week, because I need to have someone drive me down there because I can't drive myself.
Okay, get in there 3 to 4 times a week. Typically, if you're getting adjusted, it's going to be 8 to 10 adjustments before you start to notice a significant change. Okay, and we're doing 3 adjustments a day, so usually it's 2.5 days for us to where, you know, the blood pressure, everything else starts to normalize. So our protocols are a little bit more aggressive, but I'm not that patient.
Not that patient either. This has been going on for a month, and I'm done.
Yeah, darling, and just you got to get the. There's only 3 things we got to fix on you, because you don't have Lyme disease, you don't have anxiety, you don't have any of that stuff. You have the frontal lobe is responding correctly based on the stress level that you're in. You've taken antibiotics in the past, I'm sure, for Lyme disease, which destroyed the gut flora, and that's called the enteric brain. Okay, we know that there's structural problems because the heart has 2 nerve supplies at the top of the thoracic and up here. And then we know that when you change position, okay, your heart changes and you've got sensors in the neck. So you're describing all compromised nerve supply in this area. So all your stuff, your body is responding correctly based on the stimulus. What we got to do is change the stimulus. Physical stress. Get your butt to the chiropractor a shitload more, okay? And look at around 8 to 10.
You said have them adjust the pelvis? Anything?
Have them like stabilize the pelvis. Stabilize the pelvis. Have them, and he can call me. Justin will give you my phone number. So this way I can, you know, go in and describe how he can address disc injuries in the low back. And if he hasn't identified them, he can take a stress x-ray of your low back and then stabilize the pelvis. That'll be huge.
Okay.
So that's going to help with the physical. Plus, look at our pelvic health video. There's going to be certain things in there, like stretching the calves and swinging your legs to get both halves of the brain to fire. Now, the reason we put ankle weights on knees or on ankles to get this cross crawl mechanism is because it sends a massive sensory input into the brain and helps both halves of the brain to fire more correctly. Then when you're sitting, you're going to use a bottle with like an IKEA water bottle, okay, about a liter bottle placed at the bottom of your elbows, the bottom of the bottle, okay, so it's right at the junction of the rib cage and low back. The reason that location is because that's the nerves that stop. That's the end of the spinal cord there, and any pressure on there negatively affects the entire gastrointestinal tract. And we know there's a gut issue because that's why you got the emotional issue. And then reprogramming the subconscious through neurolinguistic programming is ideal. But if you can, this is neurolinguistic programming works in body posture, volume, intonation, and breathing. But if you're doing symmetrical movement, like walking barefoot in the grass, you're getting massive stimulus to that cerebellum, and that controls the frontal lobe too. So if you walk along, I am healthy, I'm dynamic, I am vibrant, okay? You're getting... get a shitload of stimuli up to that brain. And that it's not a belief system. It's not a belief system. So you don't have to, you know, feel it. Okay. You're just repetition, and repetition is how you can program the subconscious. Okay, my dear.
Yep. And you said the niacin, I can Google the niacin protocol.
Yeah.
Google that.
Yeah, I think Justin has it. If he doesn't, he can call me and we'll post it up on the Academy, because it's really a great protocol.
And that helps specifically with what again?
anxiety, stress, depression, schizophrenia. It gets a shitload of blood to the brain and helps detox the system. But again, you do not have a brain problem. You have a brain input problem. So that structure is going to fix it. The niacin, you can't have a body like this, take niacin and say, yeah, I feel better. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So
last question, anything to help with the sleeping? Cause right now I toss and turn forever. And then I finally get up and take some Benadryl and that helps me get maybe 5 hours of sleep.
Oh, cool. The Benadryl. That's a contributing factor to the anxiety. Yeah, that's a chemically induced one. Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah. Go to the fair, get on the merry-go-round, because that's where you're on now, darling. I've got so many pharmacists, and dear, they would not touch Benadryl if their lives depended on it. Okay, wow. Because it damages the brain. Okay, and then you're getting a chemically induced sleep, which doesn't mean you ain't waking refreshed after Benadryl, darling. No. You still got a driving restriction. Oh, no. It's the only thing that you got is BDS, okay? And that's bad doctor syndrome. Okay, so the Benadryl is contributing to the factor of you're not regenerating your tissue when you're asleep, and it's also negatively affecting your brain. Just you got to look at dementia, brain fog, anxiety, heart palpitations. Oh, wait, I'm just reading the back of Benadryl.
Yeah. So in the meantime, ideally I can get to the chiropractor tomorrow, but for falling asleep tonight.
For falling asleep tonight, you go for a half hour walk barefoot in the grass if you got an area that doesn't have Antifa floating around. Okay. Then did you get the Antifa joke? Okay. Just checking.
No.
Okay. So you're walking around. Hey, I'm in communist California. So, you know, we got a sick sense of humor out here. I used to be American. Okay. So you barefoot walking. Okay. In the grass, symmetrical. But when you're walking, you're going to see your arms aren't coming up to the same. So you have to force them to come up to the same height. So you're getting that same swing. Then you look at Wim Hof breathing method, okay? And you're going to diaphragmatic.
I've been doing his cold showers.
The cold showers are great, but look up the breathing method.
Okay.
And look up nasal diaphragmatic breathing. So we're going to take Wim Hof and do it a little bit better. You're going to breathe in through the nose. Your tummy's got to come out. And the way to practice is you put your hands on your tummy. You push in and blow all your air out. Then you breathe in. Only through the nose, and you fill up the tummy with air. And you do that, it's going to oxygenate the brain, and it calms the brain down. You do this before you go to bed. So this has a calming effect on the system. Mm-hmm. And then you go back to the journaling, where you're just going to write down what you did that day, what you're going to do the next day, and any emotionally charged event. You put your eye coverings on, your nightshades, because eyes are going to open every 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. You're going to turn on some white noise machine set at 528 hertz. And then when you're laying down, your brain is bouncing ideas all over the place. So you got to read something 15 minutes before bed. And then while you're going to bed, while you're going to sleep, you deep breathe through your nose, diaphragmatic breathing. Anytime thoughts come into your brain, diaphragmatic breathe, okay, until you fall asleep.
All right, I will give it a try. Thank you so much, Dr. Bergman.
Wait, Rachel, I'm not sure. What's try? I understand do. I understand do not.
There is no try. Yes, I will.
Oh, my God. Star Wars. I love you, dear. You'll get better. Watch that Benadryl, honey.
All right, I will. Thank you.
Okay. PH.
Oh, how are you?
Hello, sir.
Good. Okay, I'm from Dallas area, and what I need to find out if you have any good name of a chiropractor in this area.
I got a list of 7 questions to find a corrective chiropractor in your area. You got to get on the phone and call around, and they just got to say yes to 5 of them. It's like, you know, do you take x-rays? No, click. Do you take x-rays? Yes. Okay. Do you take post x-rays to document the structural and neurologic changes? No, click. Hi, do you take first? Okay. get on the horn and call around.
Okay. Another question I have, I've been using the inverter table.
Okay.
And what I've been using, I've been putting a neck pillow and then lay down on the inverter table just to correct my neck area.
Yeah, that as long as you have a good, healthy diet and you're taking no medications, the inversion table is fantastically good. And that's an excellent idea, putting a neck in there, because your head is like this. And we know there's a neck issue.
Right.
Okay, yeah. So that's ideal. If you are taking any medications or you have a diet that's not healthy, then the inversion table can be dangerous.
Okay, I'm not taking any medication, or I'm just plant-based.
Okay, yeah, you probably had really smart parents. Or they were good, bad examples. One or the other.
Okay. Third question I have would be, how can you correct the patella cracking?
I'm sorry, what?
The knee issue. If you have your patella is on one side, how can you get it right in the center?
You got to look at the patella is sustained inside of the quadriceps. So you're talking about an asymmetrical firing of the quadriceps. So there's three things that got to be addressed. One, the motion of the calf. So if you look at our pelvic health video, there's a block to stretch the calf on, and that's going to get fluid inside of the knee joint, because the knee joint's hydraulic. That may be a contributing factor. Once the calf is working correctly, you're standing on the block, your knee is going over your toes. Fantastic. Then
investing in your feet.
Then anytime I hear somebody, I try and look to see if I can mute them. Then look at the disc in the low back. So take a stress x-ray of the low back and static x-ray. So that way, once those are all clear, then we know that the quadricep is firing correctly. Then you do a patellar tracking test. Yes. And what you do is, and this is going to be kind of hard to describe, but imagine if this was the knee. Okay, here's the inside of the knee, here's the outside of the knee, okay? You grab that patella and pull it down and out. Don't push it in. But if it hurts when you go that way, then that's vastus medialis, that's a problem. If it hurts going the other way, then that's vastus lateralis. Okay, because it means the muscles are too weak. And once you get that patellar tracking test and you know that you got good nerve supply to the knee and you've got good biomechanics of the foot, so you're getting all of those checked, then you can do an asymmetrical exercise. Now, if it's vastus medialis, that's on the inside, it will hurt going down a hill. If it's vastus lateralis, typically it'll hurt going up a hill. Okay. So if you're going to, do a leg swinging, but if it's vastus medialis, your leg is going to be turned out and you kick it all the way up. Okay. Just about 5 minutes, 3-4 times a week for a couple of weeks, that'll correct that muscle imbalance. And vastus lateralis, you turn your foot in kind of like you're Jerry Lewis. Okay. Just on the affected side, but check the discs in the low back. Okay. First. Because if you have compromised nerve supply to the quadricep, it's not going to work.
I see. Very good. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, brother.
Another thing before I leave you, the fasting. I was watching one of the videos by Dr. Pradeep from Orlando area. And he's a cardiologist himself, but he treats everybody by without the medication and so on. One of the things he was explaining about the fasting, that when you do fasting, you do intermittent fasting. So you skip your breakfast or skip your lunch or skip your dinner, one of those things. You know. Don't do the same thing every day again and again. And is that correct? What do you think about it?
If you're intermittent fasting, okay, and you're doing that every day, it's okay because of low calories, but your body will adapt. It really will adapt. What I like is intermittent fasting is fine. Okay. Just for like being alive, but fasting, at least one day a week. Okay. 2 days a week is better, where you don't eat anything. You drink any kind of fluids you want, you know, water, juice, anything like that. And, or coffee, as long as it doesn't have coconut oil or calories in there. And that gives a nice break to the system, and that strengthens the immune system. And if you fast on days where you need more energy, like the longest day that you're going to be working, if your work schedule is really busy one day and not too busy the next, fast on your busiest day, because you're going to have more energy and your brain's going to be sharper. So fasting one day a week, two non-consecutive days a week is excellent. And then that's something that you do for forever.
I see. Very good. Thank you so much.
Okay, brother.
Thank you.
The new father, Ilya.
Oh, all right. What's going on?
How are you doing, sir?
Doing good.
Yes, brother.
Doc, I know in America, like, to go to a college and everything else, there's a whole process and prerequisites and all that stuff. In South America and things of that nature, have you experienced in Europe as well? Excuse me, I lost you for a second. Is it faster to become a chiropractor in those countries compared to the U.S.?
I don't know. I don't know. Check out Barcelona. Barcelona Chiropractic College is one of the best in the world. They close during the summertime. They're only in the winter, but they're excellent. It's 3 1/3 years, no matter what. We're developing a school that, I mean, knowing that the economy and everything is unsured the next 2-3 years, we were supposed to have it started now, but I'm going to be teaching chiropractic for everybody.
That's what I want to know.
For dads, for regular people, for everything. And you won't be called a chiropractor, okay? But when we get our American sovereignty movement, you won't have to go through the education process where you're taking courses that are ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1900s, it was 18 months to be a medical doctor, 18 months to be a chiropractor, because you weren't focused in on pharmaceuticals or diagnostics or billing codes or insurances. You were taught neurology, anatomy, physiology, technique, pathology. Bam, you're good. Go out, heal people.
Yeah, yeah. That
so
makes sense.
We're going to get back to that.
That's exciting. That's what I was referring to. Like, if I want to learn, instead of going to college for 6-8 years, you know, how to adjust and stuff like that. I watch a lot of your videos. Obviously, I help a lot of my friends and family members. Just what you're saying, I just tell them, hey, oh, you have this? Well, you know, take more iodine supplements because maybe you're lacking that. Things of that nature, but it'll be great to learn how to adjust people as well, or whatever else that you're teaching.
Yep, and start now. When you're holding your daughter, start feeling what her body is like. You know, you're going to feel symmetry, you're going to feel heat, you're going to feel all sorts of stuff. What I would tell the my students is, if you're petting a dog, pet with meaning. Try and feel each segment. When you're hugging your sweetheart, check each segment. Okay.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'll try that. I'll apply it.
Okay. Okay, awesome. Man. I'll see you later.
Yep. Take care.
Okay. Leanne. Leanne. Oh, here. Ask to unmute. Leanne, are you there? Okay, we'll come back to her. Okay, Marie, are you there, my dear?
I am.
Okay, cool.
Sorry, I forgot to ask you about stopping taking the eye drops, because I really want to stop using these eye drops. I think they're doing far more harm than good. And as I say, I've lost a lot of vision in my right eye, which I think is linked to the drops. How do I stop them?
Have you talked to the barbarian that gave you the eye drops and tell him your reaction that you're having?
Yes, I told them instantly, and this was about 18 months ago now, and I was put on the emergency list, and I had an appointment to go to a specialist, a glaucoma specialist, but then we had lockdown, And so we have just got a COVID health system now. We don't have a national health system anymore. We've just got a COVID health system. And even if I could go, then I would have to, that's what I was saying about the masks and all, I would have to wear the masks and things. And I can't breathe. So,
okay, dear, there's a study on AIDS, and this was back in the 90s. And in Africa, comparing to America, and Africans were way less than Americans were dying, even though we're giving them the same medications. So they sent a team over to Africa to find out maybe there's something in the diet or something else. It turns out that if you're African and you take a drug and you have a negative response to the drug, you stop taking the drug. Okay.
I did.
If you're an American and you take a drug that have a negative effect, you still take the drug. Okay.
I did stop taking the drugs.
Okay.
Instantly, I stopped taking the drops. And then the next time I went to the clinic, my pressures were back up in the 30s.
Yeah, yeah. And of course. Yeah. Hun, the pressures are back up. If you have a stress response, and that's what it is, you got problems with blood flow flowing in and blood flow flowing out. And the muscles are getting atrophied. You've got compromised nerve supply to it. You're going to have sinus issues. Your lacrimal gland isn't working. All of that stuff going on up here, neck problems, everything, poor sleep patterns, steroids in the past, cortisol inflammation. That's the problem. The eye's just, the pressure's building up in the eye because of the whole systemic issue that's going on. So it's foolishness to deal with a symptom with a toxic chemical that has negative effects without addressing the underlying problems. Yeah, so, these guys are nuts.
Yeah, well, if you could have seen the way that the woman spoke to me when I told her that, well, look, my eyesight is going. When I take, the more drops I take, the worse my vision is getting. There's no lens. This is just computer glasses. These are UV glasses. My driving glasses are very low. A very, very low prescription. And I haven't been wearing reading glasses. So my vision itself was very good. But the way they spoke to me and basically I couldn't get any treatment if I didn't take the drops, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they basically bullied me and I allowed myself to be bullied back into taking them because they terrified me. They said I would go blind if I didn't. Mm-hmm. But I can't see when I do. I'm praying that this is that if I stop taking them again that my sight will come back because my right eye is basically it's just gray.
If you have an alternative healthcare practitioner such as a naturopath, homeopath, acupuncturist, herbalist, okay, somebody to look at your blood, that would be ideal. If there's any possible way in the insane system that you're in that you can fire your doctor, that would be a benefit. Okay, if you could file a complaint, okay, that they're prescribing therapies that are damaging your health and weakening your immune system. It's okay, do you know what my cardiologist says?
Well, tell me.
Why would I have a cardiologist? I'm not going to go to that stupid system.
No, I thought you meant a colleague.
Yeah, so I'm not going to go to a system that diagnoses me with some adaptation to stress and gives me a drug for the adaptation and doesn't deal with the underlying stress.
Right, so sensibly now, what do you think my best course of action is? I'm trying to put everything into practice that you've told me. I'm trying to find a good whole food vitamin and mineral.
Okay, again, you keep using that word try. I'm not sure. Okay, but anyway.
Well, I'm trying to find the stuff. I will get to a chiropractor when the country opens up again.
Okay, see if there's also, like, you know, isn't there like a natural herbalist or something that old people in Welsh still use?
I don't know. I did used to go to one in Lydney, just across the border in England, but I don't know if she's still there.
Hun, you got to get back to the more natural medicines to clean the blood, You can vasodilate, which is really good. So that's spicy foods, a cayenne supplement before meals. But you've got to, you know, put the moist heat on there, getting everything. But there's so many herbs that a naturopath or herbalist can give you to help. Cannabis. Smoke some pot. I don't know if pot's legal over there. That's one of no. Look at cannabis
but not cannabis. No.
Okay. I know they're using that for breast cancer over there. Or
don't have that, praise the Lord. Never will. So what? Can I just stop taking them?
Well, hon, you did. You told me you did stop taking
them. When I did, and then my precious.
Yeah. So you know, find the doctor, change it. And this is what I'll tell anybody, 100% of people, if they're taking multiple prescriptions. So this is the steroids, the Benadryl, the blood pressure, the everything. Hun, you and me were left on a desert island, okay? We only have fresh fruit, fresh water, fresh fish, fresh vegetables, and no access to pharmaceuticals. Do you get healthier or sicker?
Healthier.
Amen. Have a good day.
All right, okay.
I love you, dear. You're going to be okay.
Well, you know, trying is also to do with the fact that I am allergic to an awful lot of things. So I'm trying
What an allergy is. An allergy is an abnormal recognition of a foreign protein. Now, let's say that we were on that desert island and you've got a jungle disease and only penicillin would help, but you're allergic to penicillin. Takes 48 hours to get over that allergy. 48 hours. 48 hours. You slowly desensitize the immune system response or the response to that foreign protein.
Out in the center of your computer.
Okay. So allergies aren't for life. Okay. They're adaptations to foreign proteins injected into the system. Okay. What?
Do you think, and is that to do with blood in the liver toxicity producing histamines?
Histamines are from tissue damage. So if you damage the liver, histamines will be produced. Don't blame organs. Your liver is working fine. It's the stress, the physical stress, chemical stress, and emotional stress that your body is having a tissue production problem with.
Okay. Thanks very much. I'll say goodbye now. So thank you very much. God bless you. I really appreciate your help. Thank you.
Bye-bye. I love you, dear. You got to make it to California, or I got to make it to England. Oh, this would just be fun to hang out.
Wales, Britain. Yeah, come on.
Oh, you're right. It's not.
You'd be very welcome. I live in a fantastic area. You'd love it. It's really, we've got 2,000-year-old Roman remains and all sorts of stuff here. It's amazing. You're very welcome.
God, I would love to see that.
Yeah, we get amphitheater, barracks, you name it, we've got it here. It's amazing.
Okay, so, cool.
You're very
welcome. Take care, my dear.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Marie, are you back? Asked to unmute. Marie, let's try it again. Earth to Marie, come in. Marie, are you there? Nope.
Did you want me again?
I don't know. I saw a hand up and I clicked on
it. It was me. I'm Marie. We're just talking.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's well. Okay. It's me. Yeah, no, I'll say goodbye. Thank you.
Okay, dear. See you later.
Bye.
Okay. PH. PH, brother. What's going on?
Yes. Earlier, just I asked you about my patella. Tracking in there, you said that I may probably have the lower back issue.
Yes.
I do wear that trochanter belt at nighttime, and I go to sleep with that.
Don't sleep with it. Don't sleep with it.
Don't sleep with it. So
don't sleep with it. No, okay. No, because the trochanter support is solely to stabilize the ligaments on the back, and you're not using them while you're sleeping. Hopefully. Okay, so it's only when you're standing, walking, working, moving around. It won't do any good if you're sitting and it'd be uncomfortable and wear the belt early.
Okay, so how do I correct my lower back issue?
we need to get both static and stress x-rays of the lumbar, but it's not just the lumbar. Okay, you have to look at the entire body, because if the head's forward or off to the side, that's going to be a contributing factor, about 20 to 30% of the low back issue. You have to get an x-ray of the low back, but also a bending film to one side, bending film to the other side. Okay, that makes the biggest difference. Okay.
That was done at your Huntington office. And at I believe they're leaning towards the right-hand side, that one of the...
We just got to get that the disc adjusted, so we got to find a corrective chiropractor in your neck of the woods.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
All right, very good.
Okay, my brother. Leanne, are you there? Leanne, I'm going slightly out of there. You unmuted. Leanne, are you there? Hello, Leanne. What's going on? Hello, Leanne. Are you there? Can you hear me? Okay, I'll go to the next person. Okay, Alina, are you there?
Yes. Sorry. Maybe yes, Leanne can write her question in the chat, so if she has issues with her microphone.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Just a question about the niacin protocol. My mom, like 30 years ago, when she was like 36 or 38, she painted her hair. She got a big red rash on her neck, and then she was hospitalized for 2 weeks. And they gave her sleeping pills at night because that's what they kind of did at that time, like post-communist Romania. And basically, when she went out, they didn't give her any more sleeping pills, but she became a bit addicted to them. She was not able to sleep anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, after that, she started to have some hallucinations, and she was diagnosed with schizophrenia because of that. Yeah. So I don't know if she really has it or not. But I was thinking that what natural cures or treatments could she try to use? Because her doctor says nothing. She doesn't know about anything, basically. When she told the doctor this story that she remembered just recently, she said, oh, that only rushed what was going to be anyway, you know, so not very helpful. But maybe it's true.
No, not helpful at all. No, when you look at it, anxiety, stress, depression, and impulse control and schizophrenia are all features of the frontal lobe. Mm-hmm. The cerebellum controls that frontal lobe. So any stimulus to that. So it's the same thing, physical, chemical, and emotional stress. But to explain to her that it's not a brain problem, it's an adaptation to those stressors, that may mm-hmm. help communicate to her. So looking at the physical structure would be ideal. Orthomolecular psychiatry, I don't know if there's any in Europe, but they're going to look at nutrients and also mm-hmm. look at toxicities. So mm-hmm. she's in Romania. She may have some radiation exposure. There may be some gut issues, poor digestion. And then we have
beginning of cataracts. So I think that's also maybe connected.
Yep, that's going to be a gut issue. It's a tissue production problem. And mm-hmm. I just got one of the soldiers that worked on Chernobyl back when he was a kid. And I mean, it just, damn, it's amazing to meet these guys. They're just brilliant.
I heard they use high doses of intravenous vitamin C, right, to help them with their radiation or something.
That helps. Zeolite helps. So getting a thermography of your mom would help, because that would maybe identify either dental toxicities or elevations. If we see a hot spot on the left chest, it's going to mm-hmm. be more gut-related toxicities. On the right, pulmonary and dental. So there's some type of chemical stressor. She's got poor sleep patterns for sure. The neurolinguistic programming will help for sure. The physical stress will help. Building the gut flora, so we've got that enteric brain to get her out of the stress state. And it's just all of that stuff works. I mean, I've seen severe schizophrenics back functioning 100%.
Okay. Yeah, she seems very normal to me, but I think after so much time, once she forgot to take her medicine and she started to have hallucinations. So I don't know if it's just a continuation of what was, or also, you know, all the medicine that she's taking. I think she's taking just Seroquel or something like that. And
just Seroquel will cause it. But also look at, she's taking antihistamines for allergies. That's going to be a contributing factor as well.
No, but she is now allergic to most. Actually, you know, she's allergic to most medicine ending in amoxicillin or something like that. So I don't know if it's. Also, because of this thing that she's taking, she cannot, she's allergic to many other things, so she will not be able to have an operation if she needs or something like that. And she told that to the doctor, but the doctor said that she's doing so well on the medicine.
And the solution's out there for her.
Okay,
my dear, thank you for caring for her.
Yes. Well, she doesn't want to really try much, but niacin is a vitamin, so hopefully. She will be able
hopefully willing it's to- worth a shot, and it's low dose, and you do ever it's slightly increase, and the protocol is really, really simple.
And can I have just one more question about if women have if women have a bit darker hair, like on the upper lip, is that because of high testosterone, because of low progesterone, because of high estrogen, because of genetics or low cholesterol? Because I know cholesterol is used to create these hormones, right?
Yeah, the cholesterol levels are going to be regulated by the body. The testosterone levels are going to be regulated by the environment and the body. And so if you've had chronic stress, testosterone is going to go up, and that's in everybody. It's like a high level female athletes lose their menstrual cycle. Okay, and they can develop hirsutism or facial hair. They can have a bunch of stuff. Really look at what we're exposed to. We're exposed, most pesticides are estrogen based. So we're living in a sea of estrogen, and that's going to cause toxicity to the system. And then we're also exposed to fluoride, chlorine, bromine, particularly in America. You guys have less exposure because I don't even... You might chlorinate your water, but I know you don't fluoridate it. No country is that dumb except for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I still drink water when I go and buy water, but I try not to buy that water.
I know. It's nuts, but it does control the population easier.
Somewhere that they use fluoride in the water.
Yeah, iodine supplement will be good if you're exposed to those toxins. And that niacin protocol, but yeah, getting her physical structure checked too.
Okay, thank you very much for everything.
Okay, my dear. Okay, T's iPhone. Ask to unmute. T's iPhone. T, brother, are you listening? Okay. How about Jared S?
Yes, Dr. Bergman, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, brother. What's going on?
Well, Dr. Bergman, I've been diagnosed with long-haul COVID, and I've been dealing with it the last 4 or 5 months. I've been getting treatment of ozone therapy. I've had 15 sessions with my doctor. I've also had about 6 or 7 high-dose vitamin C treatments. And I'm doing pretty good. There are some things that are lingering and coming back. The exhaustiveness, I barely make it through a work day. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. One thing I know is I have high pulse pressure. Also, I gave in and got on blood pressure medication because I didn't know what to do as far as I went to the ER back in January. with overwhelming anxiety and high blood pressure. I try to, other than I've never been on blood pressure medication before in my life for this at all. And so I'm just looking for some answers. The overwhelming symptoms right now, Dr. Bergman, are, like I said, the pulse pressure, overwhelming anxiety, headaches and gas, and those are the most prevalent symptoms, and also not being able to sleep as well, but getting a better handle on that lately.
Okay, totally cool. Have you gotten any shots?
No.
Like COVID, flu shots, anything like that?
No.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you don't have post-COVID syndrome. Anytime you hear syndrome, okay, and know that they're bullshitting you, because they're trying to take a collection of symptoms and locking it into a system. And that doesn't make any sense. Anxiety and stress are all from the frontal lobe, and the frontal lobe is controlled by the cerebellum. So there's only three things that we got to fix: the physical stress, chemical stress, and emotional stress. And it sounds too simple, okay, but your body is designed to live on the planet. Okay, even with a manufactured virus and people shedding around you and everything else. So the physical stress, that's going to, if you know, past traumas, the cerebellum, which is the small brain in the back, controls the frontal lobe. So any abnormal stimulus or trauma in the past gets abnormal stimulation of that cerebellum. Then look at chemical stressors. With the medications that they've given you, like if you went into, say, emergency and they diagnosed you with COVID utilizing the PCR test, which isn't for diagnostics, and then they put you on antibiotics, steroids, or whatever, that can damage the gut flora. So we know there's possibly a leaky gut, and that will be identified on the x-ray, static and stress x-rays. So once we get those, then we're going to have a good handle on what we can, how to change the influence into the brain. Then we got to change the sleep patterns, because sleep is when your body regenerates. So fatigue during the day, think of this. If we walk in a room and the light's not on, do we call the power company or check the light switch?
Check the light switch.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. So, you know, if I said it, Jared, man, I'm exhausted. Okay. I can barely make it through the day. Wouldn't you say, how are you sleeping at night? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're getting up at night to pee or rolling over, you're not getting deep sleep. So resetting the circadian rhythms would make sense. Knowing that 80% of the immune system's in the gut, and you probably had a toxic environmental exposure based on the insane medical system, we've got to heal that gut. But knowing that you have that automatic nervous system, one part keeps you alive under stress, and that's a sympathetic. Under any physical, chemical, or emotional stress, that decreases nerve supply to the gut. So that slow gastric motility, you know, one poop a day or runny stools, poor digestion properties, sleep patterns are going to be interrupted. Okay. And also that rest, digest, and repair, the parasympathetic nervous system is located in the neck and the pelvis. So getting those areas checked out structurally with some digital x-rays is ideal. You may want to do a full body thermography to identify chemical stressors, because there could be old dental cavitations from dental work that was done improperly. There could be, you know, if you're living in a farm area, like 500 miles to either side of the Mississippi, we get patients from there, and buddy, they have got histamines everywhere. Their skin's pink from all of the pesticides and herbicides that they're being exposed to. So looking at the whole gut area. And then when you're describing the pulse pressure, it means the blood's not efficient at doing its job. When under chronic stress, the blood cells start to clump together, and that increases the pulse pressure. So we know that the blood efficiency isn't there. And this is where whole food supplements, taking care of the emotional component from neurolinguistic programming, all of those will be it. But don't own a diagnosis of post-COVID syndrome, because your body is just responding correctly based on the stress. What we have to do is address the stress. The fatigue is not the problem, okay? I mean, all the symptoms that you have are the alarm bell telling you that there's physical, chemical, or emotional stress. Does that make sense? Jared, does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I'm sorry. I was on mute. I apologize.
Okay.
But the fish oil, does that help as far as to lower pulse pressure also in the meantime?
Cayenne pepper, cayenne supplements before meals is a massive basal dilator. Any kind of whole food supplements, vitamin C will help. Increasing your water will help. Omega-3s will help. There's a lot of stuff you can do. But imagine if I gave you the greatest supplements, whole food mineral supplements is going to be vital for you. Like out of sea plant-based, like a seaweed supplement would be great. But if I give you all of these on a silver tray, but I'm standing on your feet while you're taking it, are you going to get the absorption?
No.
No. You know, and so, you know, it'll help, you know, but really addressing the actual cause would be better.
Okay.
Oh, and also, you don't have high blood pressure anyway. Deep breathe diaphragmatically 10 minutes before they take it. No cold room, full bladder, dehydration, all cause elevations in blood pressure.
Dr. Bergman, I took it right before our call here, and I do the deep breathing because I follow you as far as the deep breathing, and I was doing your adrenal protocol before all this and thinking that's what I have with adrenal fatigue. And it was 125 over 83 and a pulse pressure of 102.
Well, no, the pulse pressure is the difference between the high number and the low number. So it was 125 over like 85?
83, and then I have a machine, and it says below, it says the pulse pressure was 102 whenever I took it.
Okay, yeah, I don't know what they're measuring, because the pulse pressure is the difference between systolic and diastolic. So your pulse pressure is absolutely perfect. It should be around 40. Now, the pulse, okay, 105, I think that's a misread on the machine. But no, the difference between the systolic and diastolic is the pulse pressure.
Okay. Well, like I said, I've always thought that was weird. Like, I've heard you say that before, too, and I saw that number down below, and it says pulse pressure on the machine, at least. And it said 100 is what it said, and then, like I said, but it was 125 over 83, so.
Yeah, that's normal. Yeah. Oh, okay. One of my instructors, because this is back before the machines, you know, where you listen to, you know, you have a stethoscope, you pump up the sphygmoma monitor and listen. He would say, you know, to lower your blood pressure, find a doc that's hard of hearing. Blood pressure is a really piss poor way to check your health. It just is not accurate.
Right. Okay. Well, I appreciate your time very much, Dr. Bergman.
Okay, brother. Talk to you later. Okay, new era life path. Are you there? Here.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, man. What's going on? Yes, I can hear you perfect.
Hey. Okay, great. Great seeing you again. The purpose of the trip was a family vacation. It was just kind of serendipity that we got to see you.
You are. Now I recognize your voice now. Oh, yeah. Bitchin'. Okay, cool.
Yeah. 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 I was there with my little girl, Sarah.
Yep.
I digested about 75% of the How to Reverse Arthritis book. The 10 things that you mentioned, five of them I can do pretty easy. The other five are going to be of a challenge. So I'm going to start working on that. We're going to go through the pantry and just jettison a bunch of junk. And I heard you saying something about, and when you go up the hill, if your knees hurt, and we go down the hill, your knees hurt. It's a different process. I can run up a hill, no problem. But if I walk down the arm and I'm hurting, and the knees are actually getting so bad, I don't know if I could run if there was a fire.
Oh yeah. Well, do those leg dangling exercises. But this is a real, real rough guide. You probably have vastus medialis weakness. So, is it on one knee or both knees?
Left knee is worse than the right.
Okay. Well, if you got a symptom on both of them, let's do both. So like the knee exercise with the ankle weights, we're just dangling.
Right.
This exercise, you take the weights off and you're going to kick your legs out straight. So they're going about as 90 degrees. Okay. When you're sitting down, but you put both your feet out. Okay. So kind of like Charlie Chaplin. And you do that about 5 minutes. Okay. probably 2-3 days, you know, a week. And then that's, you're going to start noticing a difference immediately. I wouldn't do that exercise more than 2 weeks because you're correcting an asymmetrical muscle firing and the body corrects super, super fast. So you'll be able to fix the problem in a very short time. But as long as you're doing the ankle weights with those, that knee swing, that'll help. And then doing that Charlie Chaplin leg kicking, that'll make a big mm-hmm. difference.
Okay. And then I'm also icing a ton. When, a year and a half ago when we first saw you, I pretty much went off all NSAIDs. Now, there's been a few rare occasions where I used them, but mostly I've been trying to treat with ice.
And, I would do the opposite. I would put heat on there because that's going to rush blood to the area and increase synovial fluid production. Also, if you can get the cheapest knee support in it, you know, so nothing on the side, no wires or anything else. So just like a neoprene sock for your knee.
Right.
And do you remember the socks the basketball players used to wear? They cotton socks that would go over their calf.
Yeah.
Get some of those, but cut the feet off so you pull that sock underneath that neoprene covering, and then you wear that all day long. And the reason the socks underneath there, because you're going to sweat and it's going to be gross and slimy and it'll just gross you out at the end of the day. But if you have a sock underneath, you could wear it all day long with no issue whatsoever.
And so the neoprene is going to make it really hot.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's also going to help to create a back pressure on the capsule that holds that synovial fluid in there. And that's going to make a big, big difference. So, I mean, you're talking one day, you're going to notice a difference. In very, very severe cases, okay, where people will roll over and their knee hurts when they're laying in bed, I'll say wear it at nighttime. Okay, because you're going to rush blood to the area and you're creating a secondary back pressure on there to maintain the integrity of that synovial fluid.
Okay, so you're talking basically, you're wearing a calf sleeve. You're wearing a sleeve for your calf, and that's mainly to deal with all the sweat.
Yeah. The sock works good, you know, and then you get a pair of them.
And so during the day, you just wear that neoprene, the neoprene knee brace. Exactly. Now, the ones I've had have a little hole at the kneecap.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just don't want anything on the side. Because the knee doesn't work like a hinge. It works like a screw. It moves twice as much on the inside as it does on the outside. So you want that, you want free motion. We just want to increase heat.
Okay. Last thing, I didn't get a chance to go over x-rays. We took x-rays, but when we came back, they told us that they were closed on Fridays and we couldn't. Hook up.
Can
we do that via Zoom sometime? Or?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Call Minnie and set it up, and we'll do it probably Wednesday at lunch. If not, we'll set up decide time Friday or Saturday.
Okay. Wednesday at lunch might work. Let me talk to the boss and find out.
Okay. Yeah. Because, I mean, you figure Monday we train. Tuesday I've got the radio show. Thursday and Friday I train the Mexican team. So Wednesday is my only free lunchtime.
Okay. And then the Wednesday at noon. Okay. I remember that. And then which one of your videos titles, if I want to go, should I get my sleep in order? My sleep's messed up. I have trouble going to sleep at night. And then I end up sleeping late. And I need to get on that cycle that's better.
Yeah.
Which video of yours, what title should I search for?
Sleep restriction or sleep pattern change or just Bergman and sleep.
Bergman and sleep. Okay.
Yeah. Hell, most of my videos are so boring. Just watch me fall asleep. But this one has specific techniques.
Well, when I quote you to other chiropractors and quote you to other sources, dude, do you read just a crap load? You read a lot of all technical the time. Stuff. And I appreciate the fact that you translate into like English. But some of this stuff were, well, I'm literally suffering from COVID stress disorder where people around me are freaking out about COVID. And I'm just like, it's just the flu, guys. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had the flu for a long time. We're going to have the flu in the future. It's just the flu. And oh, well, anyway, you know where I'm coming from on that.
I know what you mean.
Hey, now, I'm sorry to dominate your time, but this format, I just got a text on my phone that said you were live. or email or something, and it popped up, and it was just fortuitous that I was here. Is this something you do on a regular basis?
Yeah, it's usually the third Sunday of the month, but Justin had something going on or something, and so it's one Sunday a month.
Okay, cool. Well, I've got multiple Zoom accounts. I need to make sure that the right one gets access. But sorry about that, the confusion on the name thing. But no, man, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you, and I'm going to stay in touch because now we have the means to do it. And also, I'm going to try to plan a trip to Mexico and see what we can do down there.
God, you guys will love it. You're going to love it.
Okay.
Okay, well, brother. Cool.
Appreciate it. Hey, thanks. I'm going to bail, but thanks a lot.
See you, man.
All right, okay. See you.
John and Nancy Carusi asked to unmute.
Hey, John.
Hey, John. What's going on?
Oh, not much. I was on with you last month talking about Nancy and her adrenals and then ramping her off for hydrocortisone and fludrocortisone. So we're making steps that way. And I just wanted to touch base with you again real quick. I know there's other people. And thank you so much for what you do, brother. It's amazing. You're amazing.
I'm just a regular person. We all got to help each other.
Oh, yeah. And you know, we're all in service to each other. And we do the same. But I shot you a direct message here on this. I don't know if you saw it or if you can see it and read it, but I had shot you an email via Extreme Health Academy back on May 18th. Didn't hear back. I know you're busier than snot, just like we all are. But anyway, just wanted to touch base with you some more about Nancy and things like that. And, you know, maybe the best way to get together to, you know, get her finally healed. And we're going to go out and see you guys hopefully sooner than later. And
I got it. I'm reading it now. The biggest problem with a computer is I'm not very computer savvy. I saw the thing on the chat thing and I just didn't read it. I thought it was everybody on here just talking to each other.
Well, you got a lot going on. I mean, you know, you're listening and answering and all that, but I just threw that there. So, you know, there's my number. You know, I just didn't know the best with you being so busy, the best way to communicate. I mean, if I'm going to come out there, you know, and bring Nancy and Ariana. She's had neuromuscular scoliosis and, you know, need your eyes on her. You know, so we're going to come see you. We're going to go to Tijuana too.
But, you can give a call to the office or have Justin talk to Minnie, because Minnie is my go-to girl.
Yeah.
She's the one that schedules everything. So she can set aside some time, make sure I got the x-rays and stuff or any tests. And then, bam, we can hook up on the phone somewhere.
Okay, that'll be great, because I shot that email back in May to you know, Justin, Kate, and you. So, and it said that Minnie got a hold of it since she, you know, works both centers and everything. So I was hoping it got through. But I know you're busy too, man. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
God bless you, man. I look forward to meeting you in person.
Absolutely. We'll get with you soon, brother. Thank you, man.
Okay. Yvette, are you there?
Unmute.
You're here, Yvette. What's going on, my dear?
Oh, everything's not as good as it should be, but I'm not calling about myself this time. I'm calling to ask about my daughter. Mm-hmm. So she was diagnosed with PCOS, mm-hmm. That same testosterone imbalance. And
no, it's not, but okay.
Oh. Yeah. Or so they say. And other than that, she also gets these boils or cysts on her body, especially a week before her menstrual.
That makes sense.
So, what should I do? What should I do with her and for her? And it's translated into her daughter as well. So, I'm hanging out with them here in Florida, and I want to see what I could do for them.
Okay, yeah. Well, it sure as heck ain't genetic, so they could throw that in the trash can. How old is she?
Fulani is 32.
Okay.
And Sanai is 16.
Okay. The 30-year-old gal, or 32-year-old, did she have recurrent infections growing up where she had antibiotics?
Well, I don't think she had a lot of antibiotics. As her mom, she had very few vaccinations. But no, she didn't have a lot of antibiotics. No.
Okay. Any flu shots or anything like that on a regular basis?
No flu shots.
Ah, perfect. Okay, was she into cheerleading or skiing or anything where she had a pelvic injury?
She was a scuba diver. She stopped.
Totally cool. Okay, good. So what PCOS is from is the body exposure to toxins. So they will, neither one of them are going to eat anything in a package. If man makes it, they ain't eating it. Okay, that's quick. Then we got to look at the physical structure. So we got to get her a set of x-rays, which means we're going to look at the pelvis. We're going to look at the thoracic, the neck area. Plus, she's going to have poor sleep patterns. Okay, and that means she's going to be getting up at night to pee. She's not waking up refreshed. She might have dark circles around the eyes from low mineral absorption. So whole food supplementation is going to be ideal. So that's, and we're talking whole food mineral supplements. Whole food vitamin C is going to be ideal, but we got to get her out of the stress state because that's what PCOS is. It means polycystic ovary syndrome. Mm-hmm. And anytime you hear syndrome, okay, syndrome means they don't know what it is. So it's from a toxic environmental exposure. Typically, it's from fast food products and packaged foods because they take out the digestive enzymes, okay, because every food has metabolic and digestive enzymes, and they take it out so it has a longer shelf life. So treating PCOS, looking at the physical structure, knowing that there's going to be a pelvic trauma or a pelvic injury that's secondary to a disc problem, that's also going to be probably in the neck area as well. And then looking at their sleep patterns and the emotional state, both of those are going to be huge. So there's ways to fix the physical stress, the chemical stress, and the emotional stress. Plus,
no sleep. She doesn't sleep.
Oh, I should have asked you that first before I told you.
She doesn't sleep.
I know, dear. Humans are cool. They respond the same way.
Yeah, that's
know.
Neat.
The cool part is, hon, if we get a full body thermography, you're going to see some major stuff on the right chest and a little bit on the left. Okay. And I'll why later we're going to see some inflammatory bowel disorders. There's going to be a leaky gut. There's going to be a bunch of stuff. PCOS is just the alarm bell that tells you there's something not right.
Right. Now let's see. When she was 17, she had a major car accident. She still has the mark from the seatbelt, but there was nothing physically wrong. The car was totaled, but she looked fine, other than the seatbelt burn.
Yeah. Okay, hon, that is the biggest lie taught by the biggest butthead doctor ever. Mm-hmm. When a chiropractor looks at an x-ray, it's a totally different view when a medical doctor looks at an x-ray. Okay. If you have lateral deviation, forward head carriage, reversal of the curve, the medical doctor will write normal because there's no fractures, there's no tumors, there's no pathology, and the system isn't bad enough to justify surgery, which can kill the patient. Okay, so all the symptoms can be handled with drugs, so they're fine.
Yeah.
No, you got it. What part of the world do you live in?
Well, we're in Florida, Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. We just got to find a corrective chiropractor down there. Use the 7 questions to find a corrective one. And I know there's one gal, I think she's close to Fort Lauderdale. She came out and hung out with us for about a month. She's a really good chiropractor. I forget her name, but she's really good. Yeah. Yeah, just use the 7 questions and find her. I think... Her
do you remember her name?
Oh, no. C. Claudia? I'm having a brain fart. I'm good with anatomy and physiology. Names I'm not so good with. Okay, yeah, my dear.
Go ahead. All right.
Get her better.
One quick yeah. question.
Yes.
I broke my ankle, and they're saying that I have parathyroid issues. And that's why it took so long to heal. of course, they want to do surgery.
Well, surge around the ankle if you got a bone sticking out, or
not on the ankle, on my parathyroid.
Oh God. Okay, so okay, when we're looking at this, parathyroid gland regulates calcium levels. Okay, and calcium is a positive ion. So anytime the blood gets acidic, the body is going to go to the bone bank and withdraw calcium, and it utilizes the parathyroid to do that process. So if you have acidic blood, which means that you might not breathing as well, you might not have 2 to 3 bowel movements a day, there is going to be some type of stress. Even if you're not, if you have a sedentary lifestyle, okay, your blood is going to become acidic. And then the parathyroid is going to increase its production to draw that calcium out of the bone and put it in the body, okay, or in the blood, to alkalinize the blood. So it's typically a blood acidity issue, not a parathyroid issue. And you've got respiration, perspiration, pooping, and peeping. Those four things alkalinize the body. So you don't have a parathyroid problem, but you do have a stress problem. And there's only 3 stressors: physical, chemical, and emotional. So look at, got to get a set of x-rays for you, my dear, also. Okay, know that the blood is acidic, okay, and that to break an ankle is unusual. Normally, it's the hip fracture or spinal fractures. Okay, yeah. Those are the most common. So this also means that you're going to have knee issues, you know, calf swelling, varicose veins, possibly, you know, a bunch of stuff down there. But those aren't even the problem. Okay, it's going to be from a disc injury or unstable pelvis in the low back. And this all is going to stem from past traumas.
Yeah,
so you have to look at the whole structure first. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and you'll find the problem, because it's a parathyroid symptom, not a parathyroid problem.
Okay. I got you.
Okay, my dear. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Burton.
Okay, T's iPhone. T, are you there?
Hi, Doc. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and I can see you. Baby. I thought
my name to Teresa, because that's my name, but it kept coming up as T's iPhone. I don't know. I have to how to do that. But anyway, this is my first live Zoom call, and I'm sorry for all the mistakes. But thank you anyway for everything you do. We've been, a friend of mine and myself, been following you for a few years. She just passed away from a stroke. And when I went onto your site, I found out why she passed away. But anyway, she was one of your biggest fans. And so I'm taking over. Anyway, I have some questions. I'm a massage therapist, been for 20 years. About 5 years ago, I was working for a chiropractor down in Florida on Delray Beach. It was at a drug rehab. And anyway, I had a car accident. Somebody hit me from behind. When I told one of the doctors in the team, he adjusted me. But after he adjusted me, my whole right side was never the same. I never went back and told him. I was embarrassed to tell him that maybe, you know, it was worse than when I started. So ever since then, my whole right side has been compromised. I sprained my right ankle on a treadmill walking. I fell and sprained my right wrist. And so it's all ongoing on my right side.
Perfect.
I knew a holistic acupuncture student who does ozone therapy. So he injected my knees. I was just coming off of the paleo diet, did it for 3 years. It backed up on me so much that I got really sick. Then I found a fruitarian influencer online, and I did that, and it changed my life forever. Now, after those injections I had on my right knee, I have what I think it's called a lipoma, coming out of the right side of the patella.
Stop. Okay, don't tell me any more crazy therapies, because it's going to drive me nuts. Hun, when the chiropractor adjusted you, he probably wasn't using x-rays and he adjusted the pelvis, which your pelvis was unstable in the first place. So that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So he screwed up and we call him pop and pray guys. Okay. You get a good pop, you twist the shit out of the patient. God, I pray it was the right one. Okay. So what part of the world do you live in?
I was in Florida at the time. I technically live there. I'm now in North Carolina looking for a chiropractor. Okay. So I'm in Raleigh.
Dear, call up South Carolina. It's called Sherman College. Sherman College in South Carolina.
I'm in North Carolina.
I noticed that. And South Carolina would be south of you. Yes. Yeah. They're called the Carolinas, okay? They map right-hand side of America right there. Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay. So it's just they might know of a chiropractor closer to you. Okay. And they've got good philosophy because we got to get a guy and use the 7 questions, one to take an x-ray and take stress x-rays. This means bending film to one side and bending films to the other. That's going to be ideal. You got to get, look at our pelvic health video because you're going to have, you've got an unstable pelvis. Okay. No more ozone injections or injections into anything until we restore the blood supply, nerve supply, and biomechanics. Okay. That just doesn't make sense. You know, the intention was beautiful, but they're just, it's foolishness. It's like putting a tourniquet on. Now I'm going to inject my wrist. You know, nothing's going to work. And then once the chiropractor gets that and you stabilize the pelvis, then things are going to start to work better. Okay. But also we got to change the sleep patterns. Okay. Because you're not sleeping really good. Okay.
No.
So look at our sleep restriction videos. Within 5 days of doing everything, where you're journaling, reading, you're preparing, you're getting nightshades to cover your eyes. Literally, if you do every aspect of that, within 5 days, you'll be sleeping through the night.
Okay.
Okay. And then look at the emotional component as well. Because once we get you out of the stress state, then all the whole food supplements and everything else you're doing, your gut's going to be healing. You'll get 2 to 3 bowel movements a day. Your tissue production is going to be up. Fantastic. So the symptoms, the whole right side thing, that's the alarm telling you, hey, we have a problem. Okay. So, you know, we just got to fix it, not deal with the symptom.
Okay.
And you'll find that on the x-rays, the finding the corrective chiropractor, change in the sleep pattern techniques, change in the emotional component, neurolinguistic programming rocks. Okay. All of that will make a big difference.
Where do I find the 7 questions? I'm new to your site.
Justin will have them. So okay. However you guys communicate to him. Yeah, I mean, I'm amazed I can still actually do this. This is the extent of my skill level on computers.
I am too. That's why I couldn't get my name in there. Okay, perfect.
No.
All right.
Don't worry about it. You can put moist heat on it. But again, you have compromised nerve supply to that leg.
Okay.
Okay. So any therapy you do, you're working on a hurt limb.
Yes.
So stabilizing the pelvis and restoring the nerve supply to it, any therapies you do to it will be effective. Anything now, even if they remove the lipoma, the sucker's going to come back. Okay.
Yeah, I'm afraid to go anywhere and have them cut into me.
Well, hon, yeah, if a guy's approaching with a knife, generally it's not good. Okay. No, go after the source, restore the nerve supply and blood supply, and then the body can take care of that stuff.
Okay. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Nice talking to you, Teresa. You did you good, too. Man. You got on.
I got it. Thank you, Doc. See you next time. Bye.
See you, dear.
Teresa. Okay. Teresa, you have Teresa, can you see a chat tab on your computer? Somebody put the 7 questions in the chat for
me. Oh, okay. On the wait. Cool.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be on the bottom right.
Got it. Got it.
Okay, cool.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know how to get out of here, so can you just cut me out? I don't know.